Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long time since our last show. Hi, my name is Pong. My name is Jinjie.
You know what? Jinjie has been like so used to people calling him Pong because like right now he's studying metrics and everyone is calling him Pong lah. But then, yeah.
Yeah, it's very easy to remember, right?
And so, ping-pong.
Yeah, ping-pong, right?
Yeah, and hello everyone. Actually last time I've recorded like a solo mini podcast after like just a random one at midnight. I'm not sure which one will be posted first, but then I believe you guys and girls miss me as well. Miss me more than Jinjie.
Yeah. I don't miss her, I see her every day.
I also don't miss you. But then yeah, we will talk about our stories later. So
yeah. So let's start.
Yeah. And okay, since Guo Hao and Rishi last recorded a podcast to talk about like Rishi's metrics life and Guo Hao's life, so we cannot lose and we want to make one episode for us as well, because obviously we're in the same place and we're actually studying in the same school. So let's talk about like what happened right after our SPM until right now. I think you can start first.
Yeah, and one interesting fact is today is National Day. So that's why I'm wearing this shirt, okay?
I didn't bring my Merdeka flag out. But never mind.
Never mind. For my makeup, I can see the element of red colour.
Red colour, blue colour.
Red colour, blue colour. And here is yellow colour. And you can see it's one white colour.
Yeah, okay, great.
So it's Jalo Gemilang.
Yay!
Okay, so let's talk about my post-SPM life. I mean, my initial plan of studying. So after SPM and after getting a SPM result, and I applied for a lot of scholarships, but it turns out that I received interview from JPA and also Petronas, these two only. And JPA I applied for SPM and also JKPJ, and Petronas I applied for both overseas programs. Okay, then I went for interviewing, then everything seems very smooth. And I think my performance during interview was quite good. I think that in my opinion was quite okay. But unfortunately, it turns out nothing, you know. Initially, like, it turns out nothing, but I just received JPA 2 days before. Yeah. And it totally changed my plan. Okay. But unfortunately, I got into metrics first intake.
What, unfortunately, wait. Unfortunately? Is that word correct?
Sorry.
It's fortunate.
Fortunately. Ah. She is also fortunately, that's it. She's second intake.
Yeah.
Mine is first intake. So mine is more hyper than her.
Hey, why?
Okay. Just kidding. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have any big difference, like first intake, second intake, third intake. It just depends on your luck. So, fortunately, I got into metrics in KMNS, Negeri Sembilan. Okay, which is here. A wonderful place with wonderful people. And you know, first time staying alone, living with roommates is totally a wonderful experience where we never experienced before. Yeah, and this is a time where we set out of our comfort zone and staying with our dorm mate, meet different people from all over the country. There's a really great experience here, and to be honest, our life is quite interesting here because we have a lot of activities. We are back up. The college prepare a lot of activities, and in terms of academic, it's not as difficult as we think, but we need to learn to, you know, balance between our studies and our co-curricular activities. For me, I was involved in KAKOM, which is like a competition between college matriculasi in Malaysia. So I used to be the representative of badminton team. Okay, but since I just received JPA LSPM, so I totally changed my plan. So initially I planned to get the scholarship from Petronas. Yeah, the ideal plan, I get the scholarship from Petronas and go overseas, but it's not that easy because a lot of applicants here in College Management in Finland, most of us, for those who apply for Watan program, which is like the tempatan program, so they got the scholarships. But for those who apply for overseas, is very difficult to get. So most of us who apply for both both overseas program, we don't get anything. Okay, but fortunately, JPA, like most of the applicants, they got JPA. But for me, I'm not sure why. First intake, I didn't get. Second intake, I also didn't get. Then, the moment where I try to give up and I try to like focus on metrics, and JPA suddenly call me for, I know, in that morning, call me for six times. I know they want to give me money. I'm not sure why.
Six times.
Because I didn't pick up. If I pick up, they call me once already.
You're too focused on like the class.
No, because is I it? Turn on this do not disturb mood.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I was struggling to make decision. It's very difficult to make decision because I've been studying here for about almost 2 months already. Like 7 weeks, 7 week to 8 weeks. So, you know, I have my own friends on here. I start to get used to the life here, and I start to get used to the rhythm of studying, the pace here. But suddenly, you know, a new offer
came in,
awaiting me, which takes a lot of time for me to make decision. But I don't have much time because yesterday actually was the due date for me to send my application and my confirmation to receive JPA, and everything was really rushing. So I have only like 1 day to make final decision, okay, to decide my future pathway in a very rushing way. But fortunately, I like most of my Muslim friends would say Alhamdulillah. Okay, I got my plan, and also my parents support my decision to study A-levels, because for me A-levels may give me more more pathway.
Yes.
Like I'm not restricted to the only one.
Mm.
Like staying matrix is the best way, like for those who have like specific goal, and it's the safest way also, because you are just staying here for 10 months, and for most intelligent students here, scoring 4 flat is just like a piece of cake.
Yeah, it's achievable.
Yeah, it's really achievable, because the exam weightage is about 40%.
Yes, I just want to talk about it. Like last time, because Yin Yi has been talking too long, and I've been waiting for my turn to
study and faster, please.
No, wait, I just want to add on a little bit. Like Kakom, this competition is like Sukan competition. It's like for, we have badminton and a lot of like, sports activities out there. Like it's like a competition between metrics lah. And second thing is that I really feel like Jinzi's experience is a totally, like I could say it's very very unique, because Jinzi was previously studying, like your primary school is SJKC, right? So it's like governmental school. Then you have experience in like SMK as well. Then you transfer school into Paragon, so private school again. And right now you're in metrics government system, and in the future you're going to be in A level. It's like mostly private, so you're like keep having switch between private and government. So it's quite like extraordinary, I think.
Yeah, actually, for both systems, I can suit myself into the system. But you want me to say which I prefer more? I'm not sure actually. I still need to explore.
So it's actually good to be like adaptable to both of the system. And the third thing I want to say, talking about the exam system, right? Last time when I was having a meeting with like another organization that I newly joined, it's like MMI. It's like, oh my god, I forgot the full name.
MMI?
Wait, cannot. Okay, never mind. I didn't really want to search, but then I forgot the full name. But then it's something like related to MEDIC. It's an organization. Then I met, like my vice president was a graduate from College Metropolitan Kedah. Then I wanted to like share with them, because some of the committee members, they are actually from private school like IMU, Monash, Manipal, or even Newcastle. And I want to share with them like the metrics exam system. Then my vice president said like we shouldn't really expose this or something like that, because I want to share something like how are we going to have our little test, you know, right? like our UPS, Ujian Penilaian Summative.
It's not a secret, I think it's an open secret.
Yeah, somehow?
Yeah. Like 60% is assignment-based. And for those assignments, the task, all of the tasks we can discuss together, and the UPS, it's just a Google form. Like, you can just discuss with your friends and ensure all the answers are correct, and you can submit. So, you can just easily score like 60%, like, I mean the full marks for the assignment. And the left, the rest of 40%, maybe you can just score half of it, then you can achieve A.
Yes, exactly. So it's actually like very, very, very achievable. As long as you have friends and you have intelligent friends, then you can actually cooperate with them in order to achieve like mutual goal and to get a good result at the end. So, not sure like how to comment on this system, but then, this is like how the system works, and that's why like people are trying so hard to enter matrix, especially for Malays, because it's like the only possible pathway. Like higher chance to get into public university. I think Junjie will have something to add on about like A-levels and things, right?
A-levels. Okay, so for me, what I have been struggling between these two is, I'll say the competency. I mean, competency of the, and the recognition of these two. Because for metrics, because I don't have a specific goal like Felicia. She wants to be a doctor. For me, I wish to be a doctor, but I'm not sure my capability allowed me to do so or not. So I need more time to explore. Like for A levels, the syllabus is comparatively harder, and we may be exposed to year two knowledge. So during that time, we can really ensure that okay, I love this subject. I mean, you can score this score well, but in order for you to push forward, you need to have the passion, which will push you forward continuously. And there's a key of studying medicine. If you are really smart people but you don't have the passion, it's
very hard to sustain.
Yeah, it's not sustainable.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
So, A-levels allow me to do so. And one thing is, I'm gambling. Because, you know, metric is the safest way, shortest way, shortest time. And you can get a higher chance to enter public universities that you want. Like, for example, UM, USM, UPM. I mean, for those who, for medicine is another story, medicine is very competitive. But for other subjects, for other courses, you have a higher chance to get into UM or USM, something like that. But for A-levels, what I want to do is, I have a dream to pursue my studies overseas. So if I score really well in A-levels, I can pursue my studies in Singapore or even UK. But the prerequisite is I got a scholarship. If I got a scholarship, then I will go to Singapore. And the Singapore government may give me, may sponsor me, and I need to work for them for about 3 years. Okay, but if I don't get into overseas universities, I can choose to pursue my studies here, because JPLSPM, it sponsors my whole degree program. Yeah, so I got two ways.
Yes, I'm pretty sure you are like so capable that you will definitely succeed and achieve well in A-levels, believe me. But then like one thing that I want to mention is that it's just that like what you mentioned about A-level, I personally think there is actually more choices, and also the chance are comparatively fairer in metrics, because honestly, most educational system in our country are with race-based, especially governmental. So as a non-Malays, if you want to compete, you will need to be like on the, like, imagine this is a pyramid. Okay, Spotify listener wouldn't really see it. Like, if it's a pyramid, you got to be on the tip of the pyramid in order to get the chance you want. But then, so it's something that's quite disheartening for me to express. This is what I feel like, yeah.
This is what I want to express also, but this is a very sensitive topic here. Imagine, it's not a racist statement, but imagine you score 10 A's, okay? You score at 6 A plus, 7 A plus, and you barely get into metrics. But imagine your friends who are mature, they can just they get 3 A's, then they are capable to enter. This is where we cannot see our, you know, the future of a country, because it's not totally merit based, it's race based.
Yeah.
Which is it's quite sensitive here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether we can expose this or not, but this is the truth. This is the truth.
Okay, this part I think I can continue because I'm actually the second intake for the matrix, so I personally feel it a lot when I first applied for matrix, and I'm just going to make everything here transparent. Like, if anyone want to attack me, right, you can just attack me, then I will show you the proof, or I will attack you back. So, something like that, lah. Okay, basically, I've been wanting to enter matrix since I was in secondary school. I think most of my friends know, because it's somehow like the easiest pathway in order to get me into like public university, because I have decided to study in public university for quite a long time, because it's like a much cheaper option, especially for a medical course. It's so hard to apply any like scholarships unless it's like JPA, but unfortunately I didn't really get 9A+. I only got like 6A+, and also four A's. But then most of my science subject, like my bio, physics, chemi, get A+. My at maths A, and like, yeah, somehow like that, because matrix, they will only look at like the core subjects that you're going to apply for your course. Like, let's say I'm in science hayat, which is life science, so they will like definitely emphasis more on science subjects in SPM. So when I first applied, my merit points is actually around like 96.5, something like that. It's not very, very high, because Junjie, I believe you got like 98 or 99, something like that.
No. Because my Kokoma mark is also not that high.
Oh, my Kokoma mark as well. I guess because we are from
private school.
That's why like the chances for us to expose to like higher Kokoma marks is actually lesser. Yeah, even though we joined quite a bunch of competitions, but then it still works like that, lah. Okay.
It's quite weird for us who study private schools then enter matrix. It's just, you know, a drastic change from private sector to public sector, something like that.
Yes, yeah. I experienced that. Yeah.
And she's the one suffer because she has never ever entered this kind of system.
Yes, so true. Especially I'm so sentimental about equity, so it's like so hard for me to let my mental to accept this situation. I was like so struggling, and honestly I'm still struggling with it. Like, let me just be honest, lah. Okay, so when I didn't really get my first intake, so I remember at the moment I was in Pusat Khidmat, which I mentioned before, like in the last episode, I work as a social media intern in Pusat Khidmat, and my friend, our common friend Yutong, like we both are from the same can I say same financial status? Like same group?
Almost. Like, you know, start the group starting with T.
Something like that. Oh, yeah, then... but then honestly, I personally feel like the standard of T20 is still so low, because you can see like those... inflation here and there, and the salary is not even increasing, but then everything is like... every good that we are buying is so high, like the prices is so high. So I don't think, I mean, like policy should change with time, okay, but it is not changing. Okay, right. Then he actually got the chance to enter. I guess maybe it's because like account. Yeah, easier to enter. And also one thing, it's maybe like the luck based system, because somehow this metric
system.
I'm not saying that he's not like he doesn't have competency, but then honestly, this is like quite luck based as well, right?
And she want to emphasize that her result is better.
No, I didn't. I didn't, guys. Okay, but then I feel like quite frustrated, because like even entering itself, the matrix itself is like quite challenging. And I actually applied at for the second intake at the moment. And what did I do is actually I requested YB to actually write a letter, then I submitted like through email, and also. I think only through email. Then I successfully got the second intake for matrix. I remember, I forgot like when was the result being announced. But then the
second week, right?
I guess maybe. But then what I still remember vividly is that before the night, like before the result announced, Junjie wished me that I wouldn't get into matrix. Do you remember? Because I said something like he's very Zunan or something like that, or something at top. I should
remember. Yeah. She always. I mean, criticize my personality.
No, I'm just joking. Then he joked back, like he joked back saying that, oh, I wish you won't enter.
I sincerely wish her to get into Matrix.
Wow, so good. Thank
because
you.
I believe that it's you know, it's confirmed she can get into Matrix because all the core subjects are A+. You know, if those who get C, B can enter, why she can't enter?
Exactly, and there are actually people who are more affluent than me, like with worse result, can they get into this system? Like, why can't I? Like it's just a questionable thing lah. So after that, I was so shocked because I got into like the C Matrix with him. Then I was like, oh my god, immensely shocked.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Like,
I want to meet her again.
Yes, I feel sad. Oh my god, why Junzi? Like,
I want to meet her again.
I feel like
we both... feminist here.
Well, then, like everything was so like still so rushing. I believe like most like scholarship system or even metrics or even ASASI, any kind of education system, as long as you are like second or third intake, everything will be so rushing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will be so damn rushing.
Yep.
Then I was so rushing like to prepare anything and to prepare the documents. I remember having a family argument like preparing the documents because the information is not synced. Like there are pieces of information here and there. So you are going to be the one to collect those information. Even entering metrics or even entering UPU or anything like that, there are like some of the hidden thing that you got to explore yourself. Yeah. So if you're interested to like join like any system like this, you got to take your own initiative to explore, to just look for information.
You need to go through the process, then you will know what you don't know before that.
Yes, and also since we are here sharing, right, you can actually approach us and ask us, and we'll reply you. Especially Junjie will reply you on like because Junjie experienced so much of system before. So feel free to approach us and ask us lah.
Yeah, yeah. You can ask us any question, okay?
Yeah.
As long as it's regarding Matrix or something, PU, okay, PU programs.
Relationship also can. Junjie is more than willing.
No. Until now, I'm still single, okay?
I'm single too, no worries. Single is good.
Because her requirement is very high, man.
No. Okay, but... then, after entering this system, then... Oh, what? Okay.
Then, like, she feel the... How to say... this pregnant.
Yes. I'm not sure that I can say that. Will I be sued by like the KPM or anything?
You just say that. We can just cut this part.
Okay. If anything goes wrong, Gohao, please help me to cut this part. So, at first when I entered this system, I remembered like there was one thing happening to me because I wasn't really familiar with the system. And like for Ketua Practicum, it's something like Ketua class. It's like class monitor. Then you will get like a higher Koko mark for Jawatan, like for the position that you hold. Then at first I entered a moral class. Then teacher said, who want to compete for Ketua Hall? It's like Hall is something like a bigger class, like combined like few classes for moral class. Then I initially thought there were actually Koko marks rewarded for Ketua Hall. So I raised my hand. I'm the only one in the class raised my hand. Then I said, saya nak jadi Ketua Hall. Then the teacher be like, oh, you nak jadi Ketua Hall lah. You perempuan lah, you jadi assistant. Then I was be like, Then, you know what, at the moment, there was literally no one else raising his or her hand like to nominate him or herself becoming Ketua Hall. Then the teacher like still so insisted of asking Guy to become Ketua Hall. Then
I have a question. Yes, is the teacher male?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I mean like even some of the female, they have that kind of thinking as well. So after that, there is actually a guy named Navinesh. So he actually nominated himself to become Ketua Hall. And I'm saying that he definitely has great capability. But then why is this being like chosen like that? If he has the capability, then why don't we compete? Like why girls should always be the assistant, then male should be the dominant one. Even looking at our school's charter organization, like every ketua is actually a male. So
mainly in government sector.
Yes. So for me, this is actually quite a toxic phenomenon.
Okay, let me try to explain this scenario.
Yes.
I have been asking these questions to my Malay friends, and they have their own statement. So in their statement, it's like in Islam, men are always the leader. Where men are always the leader, and women are always the one who help or assist the men to be the leader. So you can see that while baca doa during the majlis, during the program, You can never see a girl baca doa because this is their culture. A man who is always the one who lead the doa. I mean, lead the those
ceremony
religion things. Okay, and in Islam, men are always the leader. They are more naturally to be a leader. So even though in women mindset, women think they are also the assistant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
So they won't take the initiative to be the man leader. They will give the chance to men.
Yes.
Male. Yeah, this is not wrong, this is not right. This is just because of their religion. We cannot comment too much on it. But in our standpoint, in order to become a leader, your capability is the most important thing.
Yeah, and what I want to express is also, like, let me share another stories of mine. Basically, last time, I think it's okay for me to share, like, last time I actually approached a counsellor, but then I won't really reveal, like, where was the counsellor or, like, anything like that. Then the counsellor was actually female Muslim, so I told her that my problem and anything. Then she actually asked me not to go against men, because in their agama, everyone has sort of like the ten thing with them. Then men are with 9 akal, which is smartness or something, intelligence, and 1 nafsu. But then for women, it's like 9 nafsu and 1 akal. So women tend to be more emotional than men. That's why women should be protected than by men. And men are more rational. That's why that makes men a more suitable person to be a leader. And actually, it's definitely not it's their education and their religion that teach them to have mindset, because definitely everyone's background matters a lot in order to form their ideology and to mold their personality. But then I personally think, like, when you say that emotional women should be protected than men, by men, then what about women who are not emotional? Because everyone is with different personality, and it's not
She's too rational.
No, I don't think so.
Until I'm scared.
Oh, you know, and it's not determined by any gender. And one thing I wouldn't say hate, but then I dislike about is that there is less merit-based system here. Everything is based on, like, gender, race, or anything like that. Everything that is with certain quota.
Like anything conservative stuff you can think of. Any conservative things that you can think of.
Yes, exactly. I remember last time, I'm not sure whether you saw the message, I scrolled through our Info Pelajar group. It's like a Telegram group for all the students. Then there is actually one like lawatan to university. Then it's only open for Bumi Putra. And even you, did you see that?
No.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like during like the voting period, we actually have like longer holidays. And during one of like the Friday, I forgot the timing, but then it says that it's only open for Bumiputra, despite it's actually a lawatan to university, and the university is somewhere like Pahang. It's not like there is no Islamic university like in the university name there, so I'm not really sure what's the purpose of this. And also, even if you look at the jawatan and all those stuff, like, I could say it's something like that. So that's why I say, and one thing that that's really true is that women somehow, some of the women, they are like kind of discouraged by this system, and they wouldn't really take initiative to take up that position, even though they have some of the like the little small passion, but then it's not ignited, that didn't really push them to take the position. So that's why empower women, everyone, despite their gender, you should definitely take your own initiative and to compete like equally.
Yeah, I totally agree with Felicia. But what I found interesting is during MFLS program, where the one I attended this May, okay, that I cannot see like those. I can sense the difference between the program and metric system. I know there's two different things, but during MFLS program, women, they are all, you know, they are all confident, they are empowered with, they are empowered with knowledge. They are confident, and they are well educated, and one of the most important thing is the men here, I mean the male Muslim and female Muslim, they protect gender equality. Even though they are Muslim, but they protect gender equality. And also, I don't remember, like last year of the MFS program, female is the president of our Jawatan Kuasa. So maybe it's about the mindset. I mean,
yes.
The program is gathering those people who are open-minded,
yes,
but against conservative rules.
Mm.
But here,
One thing I totally agree with you. Like, I've definitely met, witnessed, and also mingled with Muslim people who are actually very open-minded and protect gender equity. They think like, I can say they are like quite a left-wing spectrum, and also, couldn't I say that it's like a progressive thinking for a progressive country? They have that thinking as a Muslim. So I don't think it's like the reason of religion or anything. I think educational background is important. Even if we talk about religion itself, like the way that you interpret Al-Quran, the way that you interpret like those kitab agama, it can be different like for people. That's what I think. And we posted in our Instagram before, like, yeah, it's about another sensitive topic.
Yeah. Very sensitive, yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, I will not be here anymore.
Oh my god, I'm going to stay here, you know what? But then I just feel like that's a power of like democracy, and that's a power of freedom of speech, because I'm not even here to like, I hope it won't be offensive for anyone, but then if you feel offensive, definitely argue me back. You can just DM to my like what Instagram or anything. I would definitely want to discuss and have this conversation with you if you're having an opposite thinking with me.
Please, we want more views.
Yes, we need more.
You know, we need your comments. We need haters.
Because we are not popular enough to gain haters, you know. Definitely it's not like, yeah, educational backgrounds from every family, from every area, it is more important. And you know JF?
Yeah, definitely.
JF is actually one of our common friends. And JF actually told me it's like normal to have like a more conservative style in metrics, because like this metric is guarded so hard by the quota system and all those stuff. So, and also I think because of the area.
Because of the area?
Is that true?
Area. So is it possible to pardon me?
Pardon is not. Oh, but then it's. This is like.
It's
Barisan National. Barisan National is not conservative. This is MCA.
This is Gozhen.
Gozhen. Gozhen is also controversial.
But this. One benefit here.
Yeah.
Studying metrics.
Yeah.
So you can meet people from East Coast.
Yes. But I want to mention here, even though I don't really like the unfairness about here, but then I love people I met here, because like everyone is literally so friendly. I think Jinjie can agree with
it. They are awesome.
Yes, they are like very, very friendly. And I feel like that's something I love about Malaysian, like being a Malaysian, like, despite you have a lot of differences in terms of like food, in terms of taste, and sometimes in terms of language, especially ideologies, but then you can still mingle well if we don't really talk about those sensitive issues.
Yeah, if we don't talk about that and we don't debate on that, everything is well.
Yeah, true.
Actually, you can see, you can meet a lot of Malay friends here, and you can see different Malay people, like those from West Coast and those from East Coast. They have totally different ideology. Sometimes you can discuss politics with them, and they are willing to share that.
You know what? One thing I feel like quite sad here is that I haven't met anyone who can talk politics or even talk sensitive issues with me. Like, any recommendation?
I'm not sure, because I just talk when I don't meet.
Can I go to your
door? Oh my gosh, you are female.
No.
Dilarang masuk.
Yeah, okay.
Dilarang masuk.
Yeah.
And one thing is, one fact is, we in metrics, right? Boy and girls cannot stay until what time? 10 or 11 p.m. Like, we cannot walk.
I think even like sitting like this, maybe it is just It's for them as well.
Yeah, it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
But nothing, man. We're just chun yo yi.
Yes, okay. I don't want.
For those KMNS friends who are listening to this podcast, in my opinion, I think there's chun yo yi between me and female.
Wow. You know, chun yo yi is something like pure friendship. You don't really have any infatuation, any love relationship between like different genders. And it's something that sparked a great pandemonium in our KMNS confession.
It worth debating.
Yeah. But then I believe there is definitely like pure friendship one.
Because I treat her as a boy, man. So, yeah.
Guys, this is how Jinjie every time attack me. But you know what? Before recording the podcast, he even said something like, my face is brown and my face is so big because I'm big beside him or anything like that. He always attack me.
No,
attack him back, please.
No body shame, man. Just kidding.
Okay.
Just kidding. Because my face is more my... You can see that.
Never mind, my face is round, but then I'm like more cute.
Right. Cute la. Like for panda. I mean in the panda.
Hey. Okay. Then what should we talk? Should we talk about our JPP campaign journey?
Yeah. Okay. You start first.
Okay. So basically JPP, like in Matrix, we do have like a lot of co-curriculum, and if you want to know more, like you can definitely PM us, but then... Or maybe we can talk about it later, but then JPP is one of like the...
Sensitive also, eh?
Oh, really? Oh my god, yeah, it's sensitive.
Just talk okay. About it. Just talk about it.
Oh, what? JPP stands for Jawatan Perwakilan Pelajar. It's something like a student council. I believe like student council is like very popular in like even private school as well. So it's something like a representative of student to voice out on students' issues and to actually run program for students and all those things. And you can be awarded like with full marks of your Jawatan lah.
Full marks. That's why we want to pursue this merebut jawatan.
Yeah, and what? And we actually need to run a campaign before, like it's something like an election.
Yeah,
you gotta have your own poster. You gotta do cerama, like just one pidato, and also like just to talk with people and all those things like that lah. But then guess what? At the end, we both
lose. Okay. It's a good ending because now we are free. So you don't have to suffer.
Yeah, I can focus on my homework. Yeah, and what?
Even though we are JPP, we can also focus. To be honest.
Yeah.
She can.
Okay.
We can.
Yeah. And like, talk about your campaign journey, please.
My campaign journey. Okay. So it's also very rushing, because during that time, we got one more holiday because of the election. By BN and our Kerajaan Perpaduan, they won the election, and fortunately we are awarded one more holiday. Okay. Then during that time is Sunday, so the school requires to make our own posters, starting to run our campaign. And to be honest, if that time if we were in the school, we cannot prepare like those big posters because we don't have resources here. So fortunately, during that time we were in our kampong. In JB. So. We have time to prepare our poster, and I print like six A6 size one posters, but first one is very very big one.
Print
A3. A3 is quite big, but the amount is not as much as her. Okay. She's very kuajang.
No, later I gotta talk about it. You know, attack me first, yeah.
Then I print some A4, so then I go to laminate. I went to laminate and I just prepare my own poster manifesto. I just think of very simple manifesto lah, okay? Because I think my advantage is during picturama. During picturama is my advantage. But unfortunately, my campaign wasn't very smooth because I lack the support for my, I mean, maybe Malay friends, like Malay market. I don't really go deep into the Malay market and try to do analyze. I don't analyze the market, so I just randomly go campaign. Okay, because I just want to get popular. Okay, this is the main thing. I want to join JPP. I mean that's the selection. Yeah, so everything was quite okay lah. So okay, because my friends also support me. Okay, they are also supporting me, and the most interesting thing is during the campaign night. I mean the pidato night. So I wore baju Melayu, and speak with really very semangat.
Yes. Guys, if you are interested, you can go head over Jin Jie's IG page and to look at like the Baju Melayu and his pidato clip.
Yeah, my pidato. It's something like emphasizing Malaysians, Malaysia, like perpaduan.
Malaysians, Malaysia.
It's just my ideology,
yeah,
ma.
An
idea, Malaysia.
Mm.
Even though I think it's very hard to achieve, but it's hard to achieve, but just trying to express my idea. And during the chance, it's time for me to train back my Malay speech also. I want to share her story.
Yeah, what I want to say first is actually Jin Jie's pidato, wow, oh my god, so good. Like, it's definitely so good. Don't answer. But then it's like really, really good. Because, his Malay is very fluent, firstly. And secondly, the thing that he talked, I mean, like, it's definitely can actually motivate and spark the passion in everyone's heart. Because he talked about something that's so relatable to everyone listening. And thirdly, he's funny. Like, he's humorous even during the speech. Because he's, like, funny.
Yeah.
He's already a joke. Like, his life is a joke.
Am I a joke? What the hell are you?
His life is a joke. No, I mean, like, he's humorous.
Yes, I'm 我就是个笑话.
Yeah, you can say so. Yeah, but then, okay. My campaign journey, like, for me, it's, like, so rushing. At first, I was so struggling because I have actually 2 programs in a day. So, if I want to compete for JPP, then I will miss my chance going to another program, namely MBBS. So, MBBS is actually definitely an MBBS program for medic-related activities. It's like a workshop. So, I like had a hard time to choose both. And I consulted my mom and like my friends.
And Jin Jie,
almost forgot. Yeah, and Jin Jie. Then
what did I say? I advised you to listen to yourself.
You know, and he advised me another thing. He said, if you put pretty picture, then the guys will vote for you. He said something like...
Really? This is senior told me one.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. The senior said that for girls, they have advantage. Because those...
Then I lose that. I'm not pretty enough to say something like that. Yeah.
Yes. No, just kidding.
Yeah, and what... Okay, so I was so struggling, but then at last I chose to actually... compete for JPP because I think it's like a once in a life chance, right? Because for MBBS related program I can join it in the future, and I took his advice and suggestion, so I compete. Then again, the campaign journey is more or less the same. And what I want to say is like I printed so much of A3 and A4 posters and all those things because I printed outside, and like the shop, I mean like the printing shop there, it's actually quite cheap. That's why I printed a lot, right? then I just like hang here and then.
Yeah, and until now she hasn't cleared all of that.
No, I cleared, but then you know what? Like in some of the area that I put my poster, it's suddenly gone. I suspect there's people like took my poster or what?
Maybe your friends took your poster, but
yeah.
Don't be unsung.
No, I'm not being narcissistic, but then yeah, like it, like library, I didn't really put my poster there, but then suddenly my poster be there. So I guess it's someone like
who. Oh, someone who moved her poster.
Yeah, something like that. Please don't move, Give me back, okay? And
no, don't need. Like, just give them.
Okay, like, if you want, then want. But then don't like do it like use for bad purpose, okay? And
for example, bad purpose.
No, I mean like you kind of like draw on my face or something like that, okay?
Oh, they are learning makeup, so you give them a chance to draw.
Thank you for making me up, okay? What and during the campaign journey again, let me just express my honest feeling. Like, I suddenly got my IG followers like over 1,000. Like, it's
really?
Like, really?
Oh my gosh.
You didn't know? like suddenly my IG followers like it's over like 1,000 and...
Oh my gosh, influencer or is confirmed influencer?
No, it's like micro or nano influencer. Like, very, very small one influencer. Then, what I gonna be honest is that like everyone that I met during my campaign journey, everyone is so friendly. And honestly, I'm actually not a very, very extroverted person. I'm not like extroverted as him.
I'm not extroverted, okay?
Okay, then we both are like...
My MBTI test is INFJ, you know?
My MBTS is INTJ. Yeah, so we both are I, then.
But it has been 2 years ago.
It
may be changing, you know?
I think you look like quite extroverted. I mean, like your social skill is good, lah.
Social skills.
Yeah, and I'm not a very extroverted person, and during the campaign journey, that's the period when I actually socialize the most and to actually approach people and to talk with people.
Yeah.
And I found out like if you really take the initiative to approach people, people will be like so nice to you, especially like in here, people are like quite
friendly.
Nice. Yes, very, very friendly.
Maybe some of them act to be friendly, but I can feel their true feelings. They are really supportive. During the campaign.
Yeah. I even met some of...
And especially those from Sabah Sarawak. They are really passionate.
You know what? I have been loving like Sabah Sarawak people because like when I was doing like intern, I met a lot of Sabahan and Sarawakian. Like they are literally like so friendly.
Yeah, so friendly. I mean, they are really supportive. And they even cheer for you.
Wow.
During the campaign. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Yeah. Sabahan, I'm so blessed that like every Sabahan that I met, they're like literally so good. Like, you know, like I was campaigning for Johor election last time. I met a lot of Sabahan, and they are so nice. They are really too nice, way too nice. So I couldn't express how much I love Sabahan. But everyone lah. Mm. Everyone in Malaysia.
Mm.
Yeah. Then in the pidato night, right? Okay, let me just be honest. My BM is not that fluent. You know what? Like my BM is But I can write because I took SPM. I can write, but then I can also talk for like BM oral test. But then if I were to be very localized in talking BM, I'm not very good in localizing like BM and all those stuff. So during the pidato night, initially we were given around like 7 minutes, but then
it's cut. Yeah, it's been cut down.
Yeah, like just so sudden, like just right before a few minutes ago, the teacher and also like the organizer just told us that it is actually reduced.
Yeah, be faster. The organizer said to be faster
because like it might rain afterwards or any accident will happen. But then
and
it didn't rain.
She exceeded the time limit.
No.
She exceeded the time limit like she talked about 6 minutes. I'm not sure.
Wait, don't be so accurate. You know what? Because I prepared like things to talk. I even prepared my BM, but then I couldn't really translate in my brain. So like my whole pidato is actually English.
It's self introduction, you know, for 6 minutes. She just say, you can go through the sites. This is what I've been doing.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm so ashamed about that because I think people wouldn't really know me, and I just want to share stories instead of share like all those like I want to be more friendly, and I just want to share stories. Then I purposely prepared like just before the night. Then I wouldn't have really enough time, so I couldn't really. I could only squeeze a little bit of time and to talk about like my manifesto. And interesting thing is that I taught a little bit of like my sign language, my level 1 sign language during the pidato. Do you remember?
Level 1 what?
Sign language.
Sign language. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the one.
The one, silent post.
Yeah. And yeah, by the way, I'm learning sign language as well. Alhamdulillah.
Wish. It's okay.
Sorry. Yeah, no offense. Yeah, and what I feel like during the campaign journey is that it's like actually a fun experience, but then you will still feel like quite will you feel sad when you didn't really get it?
For me, I already expect the result.
Because in
our case, we are from Science Hayat, which is module 1. So Science Hayat has the most candidates.
Mm.
Like we have almost 20 or 30 candidates, and out of 30, we can only choose 6. You know, so you can, for those who are good at maths, please calculate the probability. One of my friends, he is from Science Physical, and there are only 6 candidates, and they choose 4.
Wong Shichen.
Yeah, Wong is my best friend here also.
Wow,
okay, but he has a capability to be a JPP. Unfortunately, due to the quota and also something like that, he won the election.
And congrats to you, Wong.
Congrats. Okay, yeah. Congrats Wong. Okay, he's a nice people, really nice people also.
Really?
Really.
I want to talk with him.
Please.
Okay.
I hope you guys can have further
communication. Like just yeah.
Friends, okay.
Yeah.
Friends.
Maybe he... Oh, by the way, fun fact is that I suddenly became like the president of Chinese committee.
She is the core people of Chinese.
Core people, but then... Like it's actually so sudden because Chinese committee is not something official in any government school, and like it's very hard to organize events and all those stuff but then I still became like the president of it, so I'm still cracking my head.
You know why? because no one wants to be the president, and yeah, she's the one who take the initiative.
Yeah, you know what? Like, it's just, you know what? Because I do things like, I mean, like, there is always impulse that push me to do decision and all those things. I don't really like sit down and to analyze things. I seldom do things like that. It's only always like impulse and
impulse.
Yeah, physics.
That's why she said she's emotional. Is it? Impulse.
I'm not sure how to like consider myself. But then there's always impulse to push me. Then it's just like one very random night. I wrote my application for the what president. Then I suddenly got it. Initially, there was actually two people compete for that position, but then one of the girl, he actually transferred school to Sunway at JB.
Sunway, yeah? She got a scholarship also?
Not sure.
Oh, okay.
So I'm the only one Charlotte, and I just... Yeah.
Yeah, and she just won.
Oh. So do we have anything to add on? Oh my god, it's almost an hour. Oh,
an hour already. I mean... staying Matrix for these 2 months is really unforgettable experience for me. I met a lot of awesome people. Okay, the people here has already been filtered. It means like all of us are good at academics. Not only in terms of academics, like they are all well rounded.
Curriculum,
and their personality, their way of studying, all of those that we can learn from them. So yeah, I have been very appreciative and can meet such people, wonderful people here, and also meet my teachers, my lecturers, they are all nice. And also my coach, my badminton coach. Even though I'm not really strong in terms of my gaming, my game, but he still explained to me how to play patiently. Yeah, very patient. It's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful, wonderful place.
Yeah, Jinjie is getting more emotional because he's going to leave KMS soon. But then I'm pretty sure like people here will definitely miss you a lot, including me. I miss you too. Even though we'll definitely meet when I'm back to JB because of podcast. Thank you, podcast, for uniting us.
Yeah, I believe in future we still have a consistent uploading. Right.
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll be continuing to stay here. Honestly, I'm still like on my way of getting used to the environment.
She already get used to it.
No, really, not really. Because I still have a lot of self-doubt like here and there and from time to time. So hopefully I can overcome.
She can.
What?
She can, man.
Thank you for your encouragement. Yeah. So, should we end here?
Just and I think our audience I already bought already.
Yeah, definitely. Right. So we'll see you in. You will get to listen and see us in the next episode.
Okay, bye bye.
Hey, we almost like 6-6 big.
6-6. Come on.
Hold on.
6-6.
Okay, bye bye.